Amazing. So the first din the Shulchan Aruch over here writes is that Reya Shenikva Trefa, which means that whenever a lung has a puncture, it has a hole, then we consider it a trefa. Many explain that the Shulchan Aruch is saying here that most of the problems that could happen with a lung is that it's going to be a nekuva, it's going to be a punctured lung. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch wrote this halacha first. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch now gives us the tzura of what a lung looks like. What does a lung look like? So the Shulchan Aruch starts off like this. Chamisha uni isla reya. The reya has five unos. Unos were the top lobes. You see in the picture, these small things on top. Tlasa miyamina. There's three on the right side. Well, we'll see why it's called right side. Vitre mismala, and two on the left side. You see that? Kshabehima tluya beragleha. So Shulchan Aruch says we're talking about an instance where the animal is held up by its feet, ubnei me'eo klapei atapach, and the stomach is facing the shochet. She'az yamin ha-behema u'yamin ha-tabach echad. So it comes out that the right side of the animal and the right side of the shochet are aligned. Right? V'yeshla, right? So far that's the unos. You got that? So you see that's the one, two, three, and then two over here on the left side. Now the Shulchan Aruch, and due to this is the point that we mentioned the other day, that there's another una. It's called an anita devarda. You have to have that clear. V'yesh la'od betzad yamin. On the right-hand side, you see this side, you see what I'm circling over here?
Mm-hmm.
That's the anita devarda, and it's shifted towards the right side. It's very important to know. V'eina omed ez v'der una, salam urcheket mehem latzad pnim. It's not along the side. You see, it's not coming along the sides of the unos. It's in the middle. It's right in the middle. So it has a different standard, other halachot that are set aside for it, because it's different than other unot. But it's important to know that we have on the right-hand side, we have three unot coming out from the side. And then we also have this lobe, ananita devarda.
Okay.
Called ananita devarda. Because ananita means that it's a small una, right? Una, ananita, a small una. Devarda, because it looks like a little rose. So that's why it's called ananita devarda, hence the name. That's what the Taz writes. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about the din of chaser and chalif. You remember those two terms? Chaser means that if one of those unot are missing, it's just not there. And then we have chalif. Chalif means that it changed, it swapped. The right-hand side swapped to the left-hand side, the left swapped to the right-hand side. So that's called chaser and chalif.
Okay.
There's two opinions here. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that if one of the right-hand side lobes, or if one of the left-hand side lobes are missing, then it's going to be a trefa. That's called chaser. It's missing. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on and he says that we also have a problem that I just told you before of chalif. What does chalif mean? Chalif means a swap. So meaning if, let's say, the right-hand side, right, this hand side had three and this side had two, then that would be considered chalif, which would be a problem of trefus. Such a lung would be taref. Good idea. We mentioned earlier that this little lung over here, right? The ananita devarda, right?
Yes.
It's shifted towards the right hand side.
I don't understand how it's shifted. What do you mean shifted?
If you look at the root of it, where it's coming out of, it's coming from the right half of the lung.
Okay, I see. There's like a connection.
Yeah. Right. It's hard from this. These photos are not 3D, obviously, but
yeah.
Well, Mirz Hashem, when we once again shecht, last time we showed it, it's been more than a year. But next time, now the Ananita Devarda, the Shulchan Aruch leader, only the Shulchan Aruch holds this way. He holds that this Ananita could fill up if you're missing one of the right hand side unot. You remember we discussed that? If you're missing one of the unot, the varda comes and saves you.
Okay.
So it seems like there's a bit of a contradiction here in the Shulchan Aruch, because if you hear, he says that if one of the right-hand side unot are missing, then it's taref. How would you answer this contradiction? That we're talking about a case that there's no ananita devarda. So if there's not an Idah Devarda and there's also not a Nuna, then you have a problem according to the Shulchan Aruch. But we'll see later on that according to the Ramah and how we most poskim rule, this is not going to make a difference anyway. This I heard of B'Shem Reb Ben Sion Abba Shaul. Now there's Hosafot, there's new restrictions that the Ramah teaches. And he says like this. You see that the Unot on the left-hand side and the Unot on the right-hand side are different in their appearance. They look different. So says the Ramah that if nitchalef tzuratan, if their appearance changed where the left-hand side unot look like the right-hand side unot, although there's three and there's two, like it should be, but their appearance nitchalef tzuratan, not that there's a chalif about their number, rather there's a chalif about how they appear. That's also a problem and that's a trefa. It's like this. On the right-hand side, you see where I'm pointing here, there's this una.
Here.
You see that? The right-hand side una, this one over here.
I see it.
So this one is much bigger than the bottom one. Although in the picture it's not so clear, but this middle one usually is a little larger. So let's say they swapped. Let's say it swapped on the same side. Not that it swapped from that same second a second ago I told you where it swapped left to right their appearance. Rather, the one that's just adjacent to the bottom one swapped this way. It swapped the other way around. That's also a problem, says the Rama, and that's going to be a treifa.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing applies with the top one, says the Rama. The top one swaps with the left-hand side, v'chulu. It's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is something we discussed last time, right? These top lobes are called, again, an una, right? They're ears. And then we have on the bottom two things over here. What are they called again? They're called an uma. They're called an uma.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what happens, so which one is larger, the left one or the right-hand side? So we already said that what? That the left-hand side is larger. Why? Because there's less unot.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the left side, the left una swapped with the right-hand una, and it's larger now? So it means the uma of
the middle swap the bottom.
Sorry?
You're with the middle swapping with the lower.
I'm not talking about the middle one. I'm talking about the two bottom lobes, the umot. You see these two umot on the bottom.
Okay.
So those swap. Let's say the uma of the right hand side is larger than the one of the left hand side because it's usually not like that. Usually it's the other way around. So that's also a potential problem. That's going to be a trefa according to the Rama. That the Maharshal argues about these hosafas of the Rama, and he holds that these are. New chumras that the Rama made up, he says, and therefore we don't hold of them. Okay, let's move on to the next discussion. We're going to talk now about the Varda. You remember this Varda again? Where is it leaning towards?
The Varda.
What side is it leaning towards?
The right side.
Beautiful. Now, what happens if you have Chasar and Chalif about the Varda? So far, we discussed Chasar and Chalif about the Umot. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Varda, if it's missing, or if there's two Vardot, or it's not on the right-hand side, rather it's on the left-hand side, that's going to be a kosher Eya. It's not a problem. There's no problem with the Varda in regards to Chaser and Chalif, according to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion.
The Ramad, according
to the Ramah, the exact opposite, not true. He says, if there's two Vardas, or if it's missing, or Shashinta Meri. The Ramah goes on and he says the same thing, that if there's a shinui, if there's a big shinui, a shinui mashma'uti in the Varda, the way that Varda appears, that's also going to be a problem, that's going to be a treifa.
Right.
Okay? There's a din that says, tzedek is always used for your betterment. Tzedek means a crack. Suppose you have two Vardas, right? What is the opinion of the Rama about two Vardas?
Opinion about the Ramah of two Vardas is that it's not kosher,
it's taref. Now, suppose according to the Ramah you have two Vardot, but there's one skin over them, right? There's one krum on top of both of them. So now, on one hand, I could tell you, there's a tzedek, there's a crack in between them, so there are two, and that's going to be a problem. But says the Ramah, no, because there's a din that's dakim, right? Cracks are always used for your betterment, meaning if you need two of something, you could always say, oh, there's a crack. And if you need one of something, you could say, no, they're connected by one krum. So if there is two vardas, v'yesh lahem shor shechad, but they have one source, they come out of one varda, and it's a etzba's thickness, even though there's a crack, kasher. And we don't say, says the Prima Gadim, that it's actually like two. Is that clear? This halacha will also come up later. We said you need three unot on the right-hand side, two on the left-hand side. Suppose they're connected to each other with a membrane. So that's where this halacha will come up as well. Where we say, is there a tzedek or is there no tzedek? Very, very similar to this halacha as well. Now, the way the varda goes, you don't see this well in this picture, but there's a kiss. What's a kiss? A kiss is like a pocket that holds the varda. The varda slips inside of it.
Right.
Now, the Rama is going to teach us some halachot regarding this kiss. So he says that it's derech is to be in a kiss. V'im lo nimtzak l'kiss. Let's say it's missing a kiss. Or let's say there's two kissing. Or let's say there is a kiss, but it doesn't go inside of it. And even if it goes inside of it, when you blow it up, it falls back out. He says that's going to be a treva. Mm-hmm. The Rama extends his chumrot to the kiss, to the pocket of the varda as well. Off this if with one more thing, and the Rama says that all these halachot, all these chumras, that we invalidate two vardas, or if there's no varda, he says that that's only b'makom shenagu kein, that's where the custom is to do so, and all these things about the varda, yish lahakel, there's room to be lenient, because other rabbis always permit it. So which means he was just giving you other opinions, and it's not so pashut that it's going to be treifa. Fine. We're talking about a case in Sif Gimel where there's an extra una. Not that there's missing an una, rather there's an extra una, and you could break it down into three categories, which I believe will help us remember this halacha well. There's one category where you have a shoresh, where the una comes out, bedara de une. It comes on the side where all the other lungs, the other lobes come out. There's another case where it's shoresh mikama, where it comes out from the front of the lung, meaning not the ribcage, towards the stomach. It's out in the free air, right? It's fine. And then the third case we have is shoresh migaba, which means on the ribcage, towards the ribcage. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's betzada unot, meaning on the sides, or mi kama, then it's mutter. And if it's gaba, on top, and also provided that it's ale hadas, which means the measurements of ale hadas, that will be a terefa. But if it's less than that, it's kosher. And then the Rama says, no, we're knowing that no matter what, sorry, there are machmirim, not that he's knowing like that, we'll see. All yateret that's not bedara de una is a problem. And then he says that the whole issue of Kaman, Gaba, and the Gemara is only if it's Bedar De'une, when you blow it up, where it goes towards. But then he says, Lamaisa, Medinos Elu, these countries, Aminag Lahakshir, Yateret Mikama, we also permit a Yateret from the front, the En Lashanot Aminag, and we shouldn't change that custom. Clear? So you see, we've broken into three categories. Yateret, an extra lung, extra lobe. Bedar De'une, on the side of the lungs. And then you have in the front, towards the stomach, which is free, it's fine. And then migaba, where it's going to hit into the ribcage. Let's pick up here, Yasha Kayach.